Neurological update, Ava Taylor, 1217, 11313, copy to Michelle Sun, MD fax 972867 4970. Pyra Nair, MD fax 214-826-0605. Please use your animal note for full detail. Follows up for chronic pain syndrome with underlying rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, cervical spondylosis, migraines without aura. Red nose. Your paragraph pain contract is up to date. Your drug screen from 7/13/12 is appropriate and will be repeated today per protocol, and your SOAP score is mildly elevated at 12. Overall, no change in medication. This allows her to function day to day with activities of everyday life. Otherwise, she would be bedridden. She had a slight increase in low back pain with muscle spasms and numbness in the lower lumbar upper sacral area without radicular features. She is taking up to 20 milligrams TID of Flexeril. I told her to cut back to 10 TID and recommended massage therapy. New paragraph, she also has non-healing ulcers in both second digits. I've asked her to see Ron Scott, a wound care specialist. She may need a symphysectomy, topical growth factor, cell-based wound therapy, or hyperbaric oxygen in addition to antibiotics. New paragraph, she's alert and oriented with normal image, cognition, and mood. She has tenderness and spasm in the bilateral sacroiliac area, straight leg raising negative, the rest of her neurological designation is unchanged. Impression, chronic pain, syndrome, multifactorial, improved functionality and pain on current regimen. Some colon numb issues, herpes, number two, non-healing digital ulcers of the distal second digits with underlying rheumatoid arthritis and red nose. Three, myofascial pain, bilateral sacroiliac. Plan, massage therapy, see Dr. Ron Scott, wound care specialist, follow up 4 months.